Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for my first podcast. If you guys don't know, my name is Caitlin Grundy, and I'm in the Advertising and Marketing Communications Management program at SLC. Today I'm going to be talking about the new Gillette ad campaign that was released on Monday, January 14th, called The Best Men Can Be. At the end of this episode, we're going to see if this campaign left Gillette with a nice smooth shave or left them with a nasty razor burn. So the video campaign took on a men's lead of the Me Too movement and ended up receiving intense online backlash. Sorry about that little interruption there, but I'm definitely not going to erase it because that was my email saying that I have been chosen to move on into the application process for my Disney International College program. So I'm going to leave that there because I'm pretty proud of it. So back to the campaign. So yeah, Gillette took on a men's side of the Me Too movement, and then they received online backlash for that. So the 2-minute video advertisement shows men engaging in bullying and sexual harassment, and the message is to encourage each other to like say the right thing and act the right way. And when taking on the topics of bullying, sexual harassment, and toxic masculinity, social media came back saying it was insulting to men and laden with stereotypes. So the controversy over the ad campaign video is that they are trying to take away or attack men's masculinity, or saying that all men engage in bullying sexual harassment. Of course, Pankaj Bala, the North American brand director on Gillette, says the controversy was not the intended goal of the ad, and that it was part of a larger campaign that takes a look at redefining Gillette's long-term tagline, "The best a man can get," in different ways. And while they don't want to lose sales or a boycott over the ad, they're not going to discourage the conversation or discussion because of this. So I went ahead and talked to a couple guys that I knew, just seeing what their opinion was on this ad, obviously, because I'm not going to have the same viewpoint on it since I am female. And I ended up talking to 2 different people. One had quite a long opinion on it and the other pretty short, but they are very opposite. So the one comment I got from a guy was that they thought the commercial had a good message and it wasn't an attack on masculinity at all, which definitely was the goal of the campaign as far as we can tell from Bala's statements. On the other hand, I had a great conversation with one of my ex-bosses, and he had quite the opinion. So, excuse my language, this is a direct quote. He said, "Men are fucking raging about it because they feel attacked, but I watched it like 3 times. I mean, it's not wrong. It's not like men don't do these things or couldn't be better, so I get it. But I also get why so many men are like, hey bro, we're not all pieces of shit. More importantly than all the self-righteousness of the men in the comments, I think it's offensive to me because a corporation like Gillette and Procter & Gamble, who do not have the best human rights record, are taking a hot-button moral position, obviously trying to capitalize on the political climate to win favor. But they totally missed the fucking mark, and they're going to lose millions because of this. That's what's mostly offensive to me. The content of the commercial is whatever. Men can be shitty, and we could be better, sure. Nice message. But the shaming coming from a company like Gillette is offensive. So just fuck off, Gillette. I really don't need you telling me how to be a man." So after kind of taking his opinion and thinking about it a little bit on my own, I think there's parts of this campaign that were very effective and true. The parts where there is toxic masculinity and bullying, where they had little children bullying each other and they were male and saying like, no, like that's not okay. Boys will be boys is not always an excuse. And just kind of telling boys and men that they don't need to hold up this reputation and they don't always have to, you know, be the strong ones. They can, you know, be the ones that maybe step up. Maybe they're a little more emotional. And that part is definitely true. They don't always have to be 100% stereotypical masculine. And I think that part is hitting it on the nail. I think that's a really important message to get across.
But I think after that, they kind of took a swerve and started to offend a lot of men. So some of the controversy was that we are trying to make men more feminine, trying to take away their masculinity. And I don't necessarily think this is an issue in the campaign. I don't think it's what they're hitting on at all. I think they're trying to say that you don't always have to hold up and be strong. You can, you know, you can show how you're really feeling, and you don't have to be the strong man all the time, because we do understand that you guys have your stuff that you go through, and in the end we're all the same. So I really don't think that personally is one of the messages that's kind of getting relayed over. I don't think that's something that's getting taken away or should be taken away from this campaign. The thing that really bothers me in this campaign is how they just generalize all men as being sexually harassive, and I think this is their biggest mistake. Like, even right now, what men are going through and how there are women making false accusations and saying that they were raped and they were sexually harassed and ruining men's life, only later to come out and say, oh yeah, like, I just made that up. I almost think like this is letting women feel like they are allowed to. I feel like this is giving them more power, just generalizing them like that, when that's not the case at all. So in the end, I think the Gillette campaign ad ended up taking a nasty razor burn to the company. I think they started out right with the whole, you know, men don't have to be 100% masculine all the time, but of course everyone's going to remember the negative over the positive, and since the campaign did focus more on the sexual harassment and all of that, I think it definitely ended up affecting the campaign and is going to end up being a total bust. And I agree with my ex-boss, and I definitely think they're gonna lose a lot of customers because of this ad. So, section 101, my final question to you. As advertisers, do we think that this ad was created knowing that there would be an outcry, but releasing it anyways for the publicity? Do we think they just did this for the PR, or is this an actual discussion they want to have? Thanks for listening to my podcast on the new Gillette ad campaign, The Best Men Can Be. I know you all really didn't have a choice, as this is an assignment and you're made to listen, but I do appreciate you guys listening to this. It's a topic that I really am into, and I hope you guys kind of take a further look into it and develop your own opinions on it.